Krishna Book, Canto 20, Prayers by the Personified Vedas, Chapter 87, Scene 9, The Ocean of Transcendental Bliss. Durabhagam Atma Tattva Nigamaya Tavata Tanosh Charita Maha Mritabdi Parivarta Parishra Manana Pari Lashanti Kechid Apavargam Apishvarate Charana Saroja Hamsakula Sangha Visrishta Griha. The personified Vedas continue to pray. Dear Lord Krishna, it is very difficult to achieve perfect knowledge of the Absolute Truth. Your Lordship is so kind to the fallen souls that you appear in different incarnations and execute different activities. You appear even as an historical personality of this material world, and your pastimes are very nicely described in the Vedic literatures. Such pastimes are as attractive as the ocean of transcendental bliss. People in general have a natural inclination to read narrations in which ordinary jivas are glorified. But when they become attracted by the Vedic literatures, which delineate your eternal pastimes, then they actually dip into the ocean of transcendental bliss. Just as a fatigued man feels refreshed by dipping into a reservoir of water, so also the conditioned soul, who is very much disgusted with material activities, becomes refreshed and forgets all the fatigue of material activities simply by dipping into the transcendental ocean of your pastimes. Eventually, one merges into the ocean of transcendental bliss. The most intelligent devotees, therefore, do not take to any means of self-realization except devotional service and constant engagement in the 9 different processes of devotional life, especially hearing and chanting. When hearing and chanting about your transcendental pastimes, your devotees do not care even for the transcendental bliss derived from liberation or for merging into the existence of the Supreme. Such devotees are not interested even in so-called liberation, and certainly they have no interest in material activities for elevation to the heavenly planets for sense gratification. Pure devotees seek only the association of Paramahansas or great liberated devotees so that they may continually hear and chant about your glories. And for this purpose, the pure devotees are prepared to sacrifice all comforts of life, even giving up the material comforts of family life and so-called society, friendship, and love. Twat katamrita patho dhau viharanto mahamuddha kurvanti kritana kechit chatur vardhan trinopamam. Those who have tasted the nectar of devotion by relishing the transcendental vibration of chanting your glories, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, do not care for any other spiritual bliss or for any material comforts which appear to the pure devotee to be less important than the straw in the street. Thus ends Chapter 87, Scene 9, The Ocean of Transcendental Bliss. All glories to Krishna Book All glories to Srila Prabhupada.